Consider this passage of Scripture with me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ abound to us, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or whether we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is working in your perseverance in the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. You know, one of the greatest promises that we have as Christians is that God loves us. No matter what we go through in life, we can rest assured that God loves us. Whether it is sickness, pain, loss, difficulty, persecution, or death, in all of our suffering, we are able to find comfort from God who loves us and called us into the fellowship of his Son. Because Christ suffered, he identifies with us and we share even in his sufferings. And this is a privilege that we have as his. And because God is able to comfort us through all our sufferings, we are able then to comfort others in their sufferings, in their afflictions. Nothing we go through is wasted. Think about that. Rather, everything that we go through can be used for the work of ministry, the giving of oneself for another, to build up, to strengthen, to encourage, to love, to comfort, to carry in us the tangible peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace.